Governor Charlie Baker says his team is pivoting to offer new ways to find COVID cases in the state's classrooms and limit disruption. Since schools reopened earlier this month, the surge in cases has strained the existing infrastructure for testing and tracing the spread. WBUR's Max Larkin joins us to discuss the change. Hi, Max.
Hi, Rupa.
So how is the administration pivoting?
Yeah, in short, the state seems to be beginning to move away from sort of centralized laboratory testing and contact tracing, which are time and labor intensive. And instead, they want to move toward providing families with rapid tests they can use at home and then make decisions based on the results. I think it may seem small, but this is sort of the first substantial revision of the state's approach to COVID in education since the start of the school year, at least.
And what's the state's rationale for making the change?
Well, I think it takes some parsing to see it. Governor Baker still contends this week that schools are fundamentally safe.
Over 500,000 test and stay tests have been done, and 496,440 have come back negative. 99% have come back negative.
That is an impressive multi-month result, given that that program is looking in particular for sort of in-school spread. But the other data is less reassuring. This past week, 20% of the pooled tests in schools came back positive. Districts reported 40,000 new cases among kids, almost 7,000 among staff in 1 week. So the governor did seem to acknowledge that the old system is at least being taxed in terms of logistics and staffing, even when case counts are much lower than they are now.
And do you see evidence that the old system is actually breaking down?
I think it probably still working in aggregate, but I do think we've seen the seams lately. So you have CIC Health, which is the lead contractor running tests at 2,000 schools. In some instances this month, they've reported results back too late to be useful or not at all. And a few parents say even timely results ended up being inaccurate. For instance, Yahaira Lopez says her twin boy's school nurse told her one had tested positive, the other negative. When Lopez checked the CIC Health portal later, it said both boys were negative.
I kind of get up and I tell my other son, I'm like, Josiah, you have COVID. Now you have to walk around the house with a mask. And now, like, we're all in complete panic mode.
As it turned out, Rupa, it was the website that was wrong. CIC Health wouldn't speak to those mix-ups, which would be rare in any case, but they did acknowledge delays, saying staffing shortages and the high volume of positive tests have temporarily increased their turnaround time.
The past few weeks have reignited debates about remote schooling among parents, advocates, and staff. What are they saying?
I think the picture's mixed. I spoke to six or seven parents in Cambridge last Friday when there was a snow day, and nearly all of them judged in-person schooling to be generally safe and worth continuing. But at an online gathering yesterday, Boston parent Estefany Almanzar shared, through an interpreter, a nightmare scenario at the Blackstone School, which her daughter attends.
She was always telling me, Mom, the children are sick in school, they're coughing so much. And I was so afraid. I couldn't deal with the fact that my daughter could get the COVID and also bring it home.
Almanzar and her family, including an infant daughter, did end up contracting COVID and with cases that brought them to an emergency room. But all the while, she was worried about the truancy law. She'd kept her older daughter out of school, fearing just this situation. So it was just a reminder that different families are experiencing this moment very differently.
What do you think the odds are that the state's new approach will ease some of the stress that families and educators are feeling?
I think it will be nice for families with young children to have at least the option to test quickly, if not as accurately as before, and not to have to face that empty shelf in the local pharmacy. The test should start to arrive in K-12 districts and families that opt in next week and a week later in people at participating child care centers. I do think the move got support even from people who've been critical of the state's kind of selective approach. But they do still want the governor to develop a kind of clear, uniform policy that'll work just as well for, say, Almanzar's family as for those in Cambridge. And they want to make sure that everyone can learn about that policy, Rupa, in the language that they know best.
WBUR's Max Larkin, thanks so much for this important update.
Thanks for having me.